a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm a little bit embarrassed about this.
Okay.
I need to know what to do. Yesterday I was leaving work.
Yeah.
Okay, and I go down the stairs at work.
Yeah.
Instead of the elevators.
Yeah, because you get that little bit of burst of extra fitness.
Yeah, going downstairs is more my vibe. Not going up, but I'll go down them.
Elevator up, stairs down.
Yeah, 100%. Anyway, and as I walked out of the door, I'm always on a mission when I'm walking. I don't know if you've seen me walking in the street before or walking around here, but I'm always on a mission.
I'm usually gone.
You're usually running away from me and I'm after you. Oh, Lee, I love it, Lee. So I walked out of the stairs, downstairs at the bottom of K-Rock here.
Yep, out onto Mirrabool Street.
As I opened the door into the foyer, I saw Kingy from K-Rock Football.
Yep.
And he was chatting to Joel Selwood.
Oh.
And so I was just kind of in my own head and I just continued and walked down the set. And then I did the double take and I turned back and I just kind of looked at them, but they were kind of having a conversation. And then I thought, do I say g'day or do I not say g'day?
Joel, who's been in the studio, you've met a number of times.
I know.
He knows your name, like on good, really good terms.
Yeah.
Did you snub him or did you say g'day?
I snubbed because I kept walking down the stairs and then I was pretty much out the glass doors and I thought, what am I going to do now? Turn back around again and be like, g'day, guys.
Yeah, no, that would have been awkward.
I know,
you snubbed Joel Selwood.
I snubbed and Kingy, but I mean, that's less important, is it? Sorry, Kingy, but I see you all the time. Joel Selwood, when do you get to see him? I snubbed him. So last night I'm sitting on the couch and I see him pop up on Insta or whatever and one of his stories and I was like, should I message him? So I wrote a message, but I said, hey, g'day, Joel.
No.
I've literally met him once. He would not know who I am.
More than once.
He wouldn't know who I am. And I was like, g'day, Joel. Oh, sorry I snubbed you today. Hope all's well, whatever. And I second guessed myself. I didn't send it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, that's a good thing?
Yes. That would have been just doubling down on awkwardness.
No, but now I don't want him to think that I snubbed. No. Okay, this is the thing with an anxious mind. I don't think that he cares. But
no,
then
he
my
doesn't.
Brain's like, what if he does care?
He would have read it as you thought he was in a conversation, so you kept on going.
Oh,
if
God.
You'd messaged him, made it massively awkward, all I want to know is, have you told Jimmy James and is he still talking to you?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What TV theme? The game that everyone loves to love?
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. What TV theme?
Okay, so what we've done there is I've just cut it a little bit.
You shortened Tommy's intro.
Yeah, I was going to say, given Tom's not here, are we allowed to talk over the intro?
Yeah, you can talk over it because I cut out all of his voices. Stan have got behind this one. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. And, you know, we need the space to celebrate Stan, and not celebrate Tom. Bless him. No, he'll be back. He'll be back next week. What TV theme basically is the game that everyone loves to scream at their radio because normally it's me v. you, Lingy.
Yes.
Tom will play us some great TV themes.
Yeah, play little snippets of a TV theme. You and I normally have to guess. It's now me versus Beck.
And the game face that I got when I came into the studio from one Cameron Ling. Wow.
Saucy.
I know. Just now I know what his opponents were like on the field when he ran out as a Cats player.
Oh, mate. It was very RuPaul's Drag Race, which you can also catch on Stan. It was that kind of vibe. Hey, are we ready to get into what TV theme? All you need is your names that are your buzzers.
Beck.
Lee.
Beautiful.
Let's
here we
do
go.
This.
Question number one.
Beck?
Beck.
Is it Underbelly?
No.
Ooh, keep playing.
Some
keep
more? Playing.
I know it now, Beck.
I know the song, but I just can't think of the
guys, theme. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, tell us.
You are terrible.
Clue, please.
Okay, clue. It's about, it's a bit fantasy, you could say. It's a bit about magic.
Be a bit
it's
more obvious.
It's not Charmed, is it?
It is Charmed. Are we giving that one a yes?
So Beck doesn't get a point for that, surely.
Oh, well, we'll see how long the game goes, right. Okay? Here we go. Question number two. Please put your game faces on.
It's on.
Okay, and that's just one.
You put your game face on.
I know. Good call.
And now for something completely different.
Beck. Monty Python's The Flying Circus.
Monty Python's The Flying Circus.
Yeah. Well done, it is Beck. I have to thank Andrew at home for watching that, so I know the
really? Okay, well, that's a... Yes.
Yeah, but it's 1-0 for now.
Yeah, all right.
Give us the third one. Come
Let's
on.
Go to the third one. We've got time. Okay, once again, just get your head in the game. Lauren. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go.
Lingy.
Lingy.
Is that SAS?
No, Lingy. It is not.
Don't be so disappointed.
Is it Beck? Is it Judge Judy?
It is.
I wasn't even close.
And a crime has been committed today, that's for sure.
The judgment is real and final.
Exactly, Beck, well it is done. Indeed. Beck, well done. You are the winner of what TV theme this morning? All thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Lingy, sort yourself out.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
A giant tool trending for this one, Loggy. Giant tool. Michael Clark has gone and done it again.
Say no more.
He has gone on A Current Affair to have a chat about promoting some drink, some lemon, lime and bitters drink that he's obviously got some sort of deal with, whatever it might be. But instead, Log, they've hit him with questions about that infamous Noosa scrap.
Clark's fronting our cameras because he wants to flog, would you believe, a new brand of bitters. But we warned him. We had to touch on the elephant in the room, that Noosa fight video where Clark ends up shirtless, stumbling in a public park.
Regrets from Noosa?
No, listen, I'm here to talk about lemon, lime and bitters. Okay. And this is a good example.
No, but I mean...
This is a good example. As soon as I speak about this, it becomes your headline.
No,
that's not fair to the company that I'm here for.
Oh, the company.
It's A Current Affair, Michael. What the hell did you think you were getting yourself into?
They're the only ones that would take him. And funny, because Current Affair is on Channel 9, the same station that Carl Stefanovic fronts in the morning on the Today Show, and he's the one that was in the scrap with Michael Clark and Noosa.
Correct.
So maybe Carl said, all right, mate, I'll forgive you, but you're going on A Current Affair.
You're going on A Current Affair. And I tell you what, online, the reaction from the viewers have absolutely torched him. And quite rightly so. It's just like, well, there you go. There's the example. We're reliving all the stuff in that Noosa video, which if you go through the transcript, it is crazy.
It's crazy and it's hilarious. You don't think that you would just shut up.
Oh.
You don't think you would just be like, this is too personal, too public. Let's walk away from this situation.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough brain cells to be able to do that sort of thing, Log.
Yes, Savage Ling.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're talking armrest etiquette. Something gone viral about a male passenger you love to point out on an aeroplane who's sat down and taking control of both the armrests.
Exactly. And then on the weekend, I went to see Star Wars via the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra at Hamer Hall. Yes, very cultured me.
Look at you.
Jimmy James and I went. Jimmy was to my left, so my arm was on that armrest. The random person next to me got a full armrest.
Yeah, and he had not sat down yet, that
rando. He wasn't there yet. He wasn't to my right as of yet, but I decided to give up the full armrest because that's what good people do.
You burnt Jimmy. You should have taken the vacant one and let Jimmy have the shared one.
Oh, look, well, we're asking for armchair etiquette right now. And on 52232955, we've got Sean from Norlane. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys. You got me now?
Yeah, got you now. Armchair rules. What are the rules? rules.
Yeah. Now, and look, I might have missed it before. You might have said what, but the question is, what seat was this person sitting in on the aeroplane? Because I don't know if you're aware of the rule. When you're on the middle seat, it's like an unwritten rule, you get both armrests.
Oh, why, Sean?
Yeah, and it's even if you go Googling, like, or YouTube it, there's even videos of, you know, the when they're doing the pre-flight instructions, there's like a pilot that says, hey, guys, if you're in the middle seat, guess what? You get both armrests.
Is that because the middle seat sucks so bad you need to have a little win?
That's exactly right. You're in the middle seat. I'm stuck here. Give me both armrests.
Okay, well, this guy was on the end seat next to the aisle, and he took up both. So that's
not
a bit
cool.
Not cool.
Hey, Sean, just while I got you, sorry to jump in, is what Loggie did to her partner, Jimmy James, just a complete abomination? Like, had the opportunity for a vacant armrest to her right, but instead took the shared one with Jimmy, forcing him to have a battle with the person next to him. That's not on, is it?
Not on, and like I said 20 seconds ago, not cool.
Tony from Corio, you've got the final say on this. What say you?
Mate, forget about the armrest. Let's talk about the fact that Loggie actually bought tickets to a show and attended the show itself.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.